Good afternoon. It's Wednesday, the 29th of January, 2025, just after 1 o'clock, and welcome to UK Column News. I'm your host, Mike Robinson, and joining me in the studio today is Charles Mallett. Welcome to the programme, Charles.
Thank you, Mike.
And by video link, we do have Vanessa Bealey this week. Welcome to the programme, Vanessa. But we're going to get straight on here with bird flu.
Bird flu it is, yes, again. And to the seasoned UK column viewer, this will not come as a great surprise. But from the UK Health Security Agency, we've had what might seem like a very trivial announcement of somebody being ill in proximity to birds. But they're describing it as a case of bird-to-human avian flu in a person in the West Midlands. And they are at pains to say that the risk of avian flu to the general public remains very low, despite this confirmed case. Now, people will be having bells of deja vu ringing in their heads, I dare say. Circled at the bottom of this tweet, I have included the text, "Currently, there is no evidence of onwards transmission from this case," which I am labelling subject to change, because we've seen how these things can and will drift. Of course, this represents an enormous commercial opportunity, mostly for the pharmaceutical industry in terms of vaccinating or medicating not just poultry, but also human beings, also for the biosecurity industry as it stands, in so far as introducing measures to not just places that keep poultry, but because there is a suggestion that this zoonotic capability means that in some senses anything is at threat. Therefore, of course, this could be wheeled out anywhere, potentially. And previously, and I say previously, which I will qualify in a second, for the food cartels, because this is introducing the notion of food scarcity and manipulation of the food chain. Now, as you see from the tweet, or did see from the tweet, the Health Security Agency using absurd, spurious language of non-scientific nature, like spillover, which